This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joined by Hines Ward, who we saw at the Super Bowl, of course. Hines was out there doing his thing. Former Steelers wideout AAF, the head of player development, as we get right back into football. Granted, a different version, but I'll tell you what, this is going to be a better brand of fun, not just because I work for CBS. Yes, I do. But a lot of these concepts have been shoddy and quite frankly, hastily thrown together. This one's going to be different, I think. Tiki's going to be on the call. He's out there, San Diego and San Antonio, with Trent Green, Spiro Diaz on the play-by-play, Jamie Erdahl doing the sidelines. So we have all sorts of stuff going on. Those are the names if you're watching us in the locations. And obviously, we're all kind of learning about the league as we go. And the curtain goes up this weekend. And Hines Ward is, we get back to him, by the way. Hines is with us here. Almost forgot about you. Hines Ward, Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Hines? How are you today?
How you guys doing?
We're good.
Good, man.
Hey, Hines, you know, I'm going to be out doing the first game with the Fleet and the Commander, San Diego. And San Antonio, and have you been to any of the training camp or the practice games that they've done? And I ask that because I guess the big question that people are going to have: does this look like NFL style football? What do you say to that?
It does, Tiki. I mean, you look at it. I mean, you may not. They don't have household names out there, but man, the brand is out there. You got a bunch of guys playing with a chip on their shoulders, really. Just ask them for that opportunity, man, to showcase their talents. And I had an opportunity. I was out there every week in the month of January down in San Antonio checking out all the teams. Of course, you know, what stood out to me is the credibility.
Yeah.
You know, you see Mike Martz, he's still out there cussing at guys, making sure the receivers hit their depth and everything. You got, you know, being coached up by Oz Akeem. You know, Eric Allen is a defensive back coach. So these guys are getting legitimate coaching from guys who've been there and played it. So it's all about the opportunity, and that's really what our league is, a chance for these players, coaches, GMs to begin, extend, and revive their pro careers and have an opportunity for me and Troy Polamalu to serve in an executive role. We get a chance to create and implement policies that will help these players succeed both on and off the field.
Love it. And by the way, to Mike Martz,
having that opportunity.
Yep. Go ahead.
Having that opportunity is a thrill in itself. And all we want to do is help these players fulfill their dreams one day.
Love it. Does Mike still think he invented offense?
No question. He's out there, quarterbacks. He is out there. But, I mean, when Coach Martz is out there preaching to the receivers about hitting their spot, that ball's in the air. I mean, and you look at it, man, that's what these players need. It's not really the sense that they can't make it. They just aren't given an opportunity. And let's be real. I mean, now with the restrictions that the NFL have, you know, cut back on two-a-days and practice and coaching, OTAs and things like that, it's really hard. It's difficult to really make a team, especially if you're in the latter rounds or a free agent. You just aren't given that much time or given that opportunity to showcase what you can do. And especially if you have an injury early in training camp, Tiki, you know.
Yeah.
That first and last game is really your opportunity. And if you don't get that opportunity, what other chance do you have to get evaluated? I think you look at the old NFL Europe model, guys like Kurt Warner was found. That's really what we want to be. We want to be a complementary league to the NFL. And have our players really get evaluated over the course of 10 games.
We're talking to Hines Ward, of course. Hines, former Steeler, 14 years in the NFL, two championships, with Super Bowl, two Super Bowls, and MVP as well in the Super Bowl. And he's now the AAF, the head of player development for the head of player development for the AAF. Pardon me.
You know, Hines, we were just watching on the NFL Network the Patriots game against the the Rams, and Mike Martz just doesn't believe in blocking people. He's just like, you know, let the defenders come. We're going to quick release and get out of there. So if they're going to learn high-powered offense pretty quickly. But the reason I bring it up is because I think the creation of stars, right, that's what makes sports go. It's what makes the NFL go. We have stars like Tom Brady, et cetera. Same thing with baseball and basketball, LeBron, et cetera. There's some great stories in the Alliance that we're going to tell. A.J. Tarpley, I know, is one who retired. People may have forgotten. He retired because of concussions, and now he's trying to make a comeback. Because of how he left the NFL, they probably wouldn't have a chance. That's the type of I think, story that will be told by this league.
Yeah, it is. You can also add in Garrett Gilbert.
Yeah.
A guy who was selected in 2014 by the Rams in the sixth round. He's Steve Spurrier's quarterback. He's the trigger man there. So having him have an opportunity, and also Christian Hackenberg. I mean, he was a guy who was highly touted coming out of college, and everyone wanted to see. He had the size. He had the, you know, the arm strength. And now those guys get an opportunity. You know, the one thing, Tiki, you know, developing quarterbacks, there's guys like Tom Brady and Drew Brees. It's very hard to play behind those guys because chances are you're never going to play.
Yeah.
You know, those guys are playing year in and year out. So now that, you know, the Alliance will help provide that, give these guys an opportunity to showcase what they can do. And who knows, you know, the same path Kurt Warner had to go through, there may be a quarterback in our league that can follow in the same footsteps as Kurt Warner. And that's all at the end of the day. As a player, that's all you really ask for is an opportunity to showcase what you can do. And me being in an executive role, I'm excited about giving these guys that opportunity and doing whatever I can to help them succeed both on and off the field.
Are you excited about seeing Antonio Brown on a different team next year? Because every time I talk to you, I say the same thing. He's got to go. He can't be on the Steelers next year. Come on. Don't listen. You know that I'm right. He's got to go.
Well, I don't know if he has to go, but at the end of the day, AB, he has to want to be there. If he wants to be a Pittsburgh Steelers, then the first step is doing is to make sure you take Mr. Rooney's phone call. That is the one call, I think, that you have to pick up the phone and you don't send a voice message. Or if you do, if he leaves you a message, that's the top priority call that you need to make whenever you get back from vacation. And I just think, I mean, great talent. But I think everybody, you have to buy into the team aspect. There's not one player in a team. You can't win a championship by yourself. And I just think this past year, we've been talking about the Steelers off the field rather than on the field. Listen, my Steelers beat the Patriots, who just won the Super Bowl. So the talent is there. But I just don't think it's Antonio Brown. I think it's everybody. I don't think everybody, but the leaders in that organization on that team, they all have their hands in the cookie jar. And I would throw Ben Roethlisberger in there along with Coach Tomlin. It just, you know, all three of those guys, to me, just have to get in the room. They're all grown men. Sit down, have a beer, hash it out, leave that room, and let's focus on getting back to playing football.
Yeah, that's what Coach Cowher told us during the week as well. That seems to be a common theme. I hear you. It sounds good, I guess, in theory. We'll see if it works with those three personalities. I also want to ask you this. We're talking to Hines Ward, former Steeler and the head of player development for the Alliance, which, of course, launches this weekend. Tiki's doing one of the games, and we'll give you all the details after we hang up with Hines, some more details. Do you think Julian Edelman's a Hall of Famer?
I don't really know what a Hall of Famer is. I don't know what the criteria is to get to be in the Hall.
It's a good answer. You know, it's the right
people
answer.
People go by stats. People go by championship. People go by – I really don't know. I just know when the eye test proves it to me is when I see Julian Edelman in all the big games, I just know he rises to the occasion and he makes plays after plays after plays. Now, I don't know really, like I say, what all goes into it. I mean, you look at Terrell Davis. I mean, the short period of time that he made it, he made plays, but – did he have the longevity as others? No, but during his time and in the big games, he always made plays. And to me, that's what stood out. So to be honest, I can't even ask that question because I don't know what the criteria is.
Yeah.
I don't, if it's just stats, there's people that have a lot of stats. Is it all about the rings or does it matter the most what you did in the playoffs? So I can't answer that question. to be honest with you.
Yeah, it's a good way to put it because we don't know what goes on in the room. We don't know how the discussion plays itself out. You know, Hines, one more question before we let you go, and this is, I'm going to flip back to the Alliance. There's some rules differences from the Alliance and the National Football League. There's no extra point. There's no kickoff. You got to go for two. But there's also a sky referee that I think is really interesting. Is an extra ref.
It's like our version of the Boogmobile.
No, the guy's actually in the booth and he's gonna make some decisions
like
down there. Like some of these quirks that are different with the Alliance. How do you think they're gonna go over with the viewing audience?
You know what? I think it's actually gonna help. Yes, I mean it's kind of weird to look at the game and you don't have a kickoff return, but. You know, player safety is our top priority, no question about it. And then, Tiki, I don't know if you've ever been on kickoff. Now, you're a return guy.
Yeah,
you never had to block.
Yeah, I never had to run down there. I never did.
Exactly.
I was the safety. Like, I was the safety. I was, like, hanging back. I chased
exactly,
a guy down.
You know,
so, cherry picking.
Exactly. So by eliminating that, definitely helps clean up the game, you know, helps protect our players. But, you know, at the end of the day, players, fans, the organization, it's all about getting the play right. And I think having that extra ref, that's his primary job, is to look down and making sure that they don't miss the gimme calls, the for sure calls. I think it will be an interesting look. It was something that I think the league, the NFL, will look at the Alliance and see, hey, will this extra ref be something that we're looking into? And just talking to Mike Pierre, I had an opportunity to talk to him down in training camp during our preseason games out in San Antonio, and he was saying, let's not have extra calls for instant replay. It makes the game longer. Let's just add an extra ref. And that his whole job is to, if he sees a blatant call, let's call down to the head ref and talk about it and let's get it right.
Yeah, that's going to be good. I like that.
Saints fans.
I like that.
It's going to be good.
Uh-huh.
You know, think about the Saints fans. If they had that extra ref, they're probably in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you're right.
So it's something that I think that our league, being a single entity, that we can help and design and create and implement rules that maybe the league look at and say, hey, the Alliance are eliminating kickoffs or the Alliance are having an extra ref. Let's try it out. Maybe it's something that we can possibly do to do something. And like I said, we're a complimentary league to the NFL. We're not trying to compete with them. We only try to help develop these players to one day play there, but also maybe try some new things to help clean up the game, protect our players, and maybe the NFL can kind of catch on and implement it in the league. So at the end of the day, we still want to put out a good brand of football, of course, but we want to clean up our game and make it as safe as possible.
I like it. Hines Ward, former Steeler, the head of player development for the Alliance, launches this weekend. Can't wait. I'll be watching. Teak will be doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And have a successful launch. And this just feels like it's in the right spot to do well. Because, by the way, we have to go, but he just hit it there. He said, you know, the business model is smart. They're not trying to overtake the NFL because nobody will.
Yeah.
You're working almost in conjunction, trying to align yourself as I don't want to say a minor league system to it, but it's just a smart vision. I think you're going to cut out a pretty meaningful piece of the turf. So have a good time this weekend, Hines. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Okay, guys.
Take care.
See you down there, Tiggy.
Be good, Hines.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.